Amongst the pleasant shady boughs, as I was passing on, I saw the springing grass and flowers was gently pressed down. Then straight I thought unto myself, whoever here has been, I'm sure some gentle shepherdess hath gotten a gown of green. Long may that shepherdess enjoy that pleasant robe of love, and eke the swain that gave it her, that he may constant prove, for all the robes that ladies wear, whichever I have seen, not one of them can now compare to the sweet gown of green. Same for to gain their lady's love, will give them chains and rings. Some gives them fans and fancies too, but these are foolish things. If you would fain her love obtain, let this be your endeavor, to give her a fair gown of green, and then she's yours forever. When as my Celia fair and I did meet upon the down, our study only was to try to fit her in a gown. She found the finest fashion then as ever yet was seen. She did become it passing well. 'Twas a fine gown of green. The gown which I gave her of late was almost out of hue. Therefore I resolved straight to make another new. The stuff lay ready then to cut, the board was tight and clean. So to the work my hands I put, to shape this gown of green. My arms kept clasped round my love, to take the measure true. She, fearing I would want and prove, then straightways backwards drew. With her small waist I closed fast, as we two twins had been. She struggling catched a fall at last, to shape this gown of green. She asked me, is this the way in shaping of a gown? Yes, if you'd have it neat and gay, it's done by lying down. And take your measure handsomely to make it straight and in a lively posture of a maid, to shape a gown of green. I raised her from the tender grass to view her noble dress. She thought herself a handsome lass, in troth I thought no less. Her beauty in this robe did shine, more bright than Flora's queen. Now, lasses, if you would be fine, put on the gown of green. Now all you little pretty maids that covets to go brave, frequent the meadows, groves, and shades, where you those garbs may have. When Flora's coverlid she spreads, then Bridget, Kate, and Jane may change their silly maiden heads for curious gowns of green.